You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
There are not three gods, only one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
A strong name, O Lord God, three in one and one in three. We ask you to exercise your power in the world, that people may not destroy one another and themselves. In your grace, let people know how you forgive sins and give life for the sake of your Son Jesus. Give us life by the touch of your Holy Spirit, through your creative word, and by the work of your Son Jesus Christ, who died for us all and rose again from the dead. In his strong name we pray. Amen. An ancient hymn says, I bind unto myself today the strong name of the Trinity by invocation of the same, the three in one and one in three. The Sunday after Pentecost, which is the feast of the Holy Spirit, Christians have set aside a day to tell the whole world that they do not believe in three gods. There's only one God. The Father is God, Jesus Christ is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. Yet there are not three gods, but only one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is not just a teaching developed over the years. It comes straight out of the Bible, from Jesus Christ himself. In one of his last conversations with his disciples, Jesus Christ said to them, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go then and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He told these people to bind to their foreheads and to their hearts the strong name of the Holy Trinity, three in one and one in three. I do not have to defend the teaching of the Lord, but someone might ask me to explain it. I do not know whether it is possible to explain it to the satisfaction of everyone, or even completely to my own satisfaction. Only God could explain himself fully, and he has not chosen to do that. If he did, it is altogether possible that we would not be able to understand everything anyway. After all, he is still God, and we are still human. God is still eternal and limitless in power, and we are still limited by our humanity to the customary 70 years of earthly existence, along with a lot of other limitations which are perfectly obvious to everyone. Instead of complaining that God hasn't told us everything about himself, it might be the part of graciousness, not to speak about intelligence, to accept what God has told us about himself for our own salvation. This is what St. Patrick did, to whom that ancient hymn has been ascribed. I bind unto myself today the strong name of the Trinity by invocation of the same, the three in one and one in three. Instead of grousing about the fact that the thoughts of God are higher than our thoughts and his ways past finding out, we could do a lot better for ourselves by taking into our hearts the good news God has given to the world about himself in his Son Jesus Christ, told in plain words everyone can understand. All power is given to me, said Jesus Christ, in heaven and on earth. Go then, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The people of God have been going forth ever since that time to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the strong name of the Holy Trinity, three in one and one in three, the great name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is the strong name by which God has made himself known as the creator of all things, the redeemer of all people, and the life-giver of all new life. This is the God who called Moses to lead his people out of Egypt to the promised land. He called Moses out of a flaming bush, which was not consumed by the fire. Moses was not eager for the task. In fact, he was full of excuses. First of all, he tried humility. Who am I, he said, that I should go on to Pharaoh and bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt? God brushed aside that objection with a promise of divine guidance. Still, Moses protested and suggested that people would surely ask about God and who called him. What is his name? What would he say then? In response, God said to Moses, tell them, I am who I am. Say to that people, said God, I am has sent me to you. This was no powerless idol like the gods of human invention. God was and is the maker of all things, the ruler and master of all creation. It is his strong name, the only true God, the great I am. And by his power, Israel was delivered. In all the history of the world, there's been only one other prophet like Moses. Others have affected the role, but only one came to fulfill it. His name is Jesus, of whom the angel said at the promise of his birth, you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. That was something not even Moses could do. When Jesus sent his people forth to tell his story, it was good news from beginning to end. They said, in him resides all the fullness of the Godhead, bodily. This is either high-blown talk, or it is the full disclosure of God himself in the person of Jesus Christ. Is this the prophet that should come, people asked themselves? And they found the answer. You are the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. The name Jesus, which means Savior, is the strong name of God himself. He is strong to save, said the prophets. And the apostles said the same thing. In Christ, God was reconciling the whole world to himself, not counting our sins against us. Christ Jesus himself said, I and the Father are one. That's either blasphemy, as some people regarded it at the time, or it is the proclamation by Jesus himself of the strong name of God. He identified himself with the great I am. Before Abraham was, he said, I am. As he kept telling people, Jesus came forth from the Father, Almighty God. When the time had fully come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law, so that we might receive by adoption the great name of sons. It's by the great name of God that we receive, ordinary people that we are, the great name of sons of God. It's by faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, sent forth by his Father, that ordinary people like ourselves become members of God's family, sons and daughters of God, by faith in Jesus Christ. There's no question that Jesus Christ lived and died. When I was young in this questioning century of ours, there were still those who wondered whether Jesus Christ really lived at all, or whether he was the concoction of some fisherman along the shores of the Sea of Galilee. No more. Everybody knows today that Jesus Christ really lived and really died. There may be, and probably are, those who still wonder whether he really rose from the dead. Something like that does not happen every day of the week. If it does not happen today, how could it have happened then? They reason. Only by the strong name of God. The Father would not let his Holy One see corruption. What is more, the Father wants the whole world to know the strong name of the one who offered himself for the life of the world. He always had the nature of God, and he did not imagine for a moment that he had to make any special effort to become or remain equal with God. And then of his own free will, he gave up all the privilege of his Godhead and took the nature of a servant. He became a man, and he looked just like a man. He was a man. He humbled himself and walked the path of obedience all the way, even to death itself, and that the death of a common criminal on a cross. For this reason, and it is a mighty good reason, God, his Father, raised him to the highest place any human being has ever received or ever will receive, giving him the name that is greater than any other name. All this has one great purpose, that at the name of Jesus, all beings in heaven and on earth and in the world below must fall on their knees, and the day will come when all will openly admit and even proclaim the fact that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That will be the day of the Lord. And the strong name of God will have to be recognized for what it is, without complaining and without grousing. In the strong name of God, creator of the world and redeemer of all humanity, there is the promise of freedom of life for you, whoever you are. In the strong name of God, his Holy Spirit is telling people all over the world, even today, Jesus Christ is Lord. He may not look that way to a lot of people, but that's their fault, not his. You can turn away if you want to, but don't blame that on him. You did not make Jesus Christ Lord. God did. I do not proclaim the Lordship of Christ by my own power. This is the power of God's Holy Spirit speaking to you. St. Paul said all the time, no one can call Jesus Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Martin Luther echoed that word of Paul in his explanation of the Apostles' Creed. I believe, he said, that I cannot by my own understanding or effort believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in true faith. Jesus himself said that the Holy Spirit would come as a comforter, a strengthener, a counselor, a leader into all truth. Jesus promised not to leave his followers desolate and alone. The Holy Spirit of God would come and help them. The Holy Spirit would give them power to be witnesses of Jesus throughout the world. It actually worked out that way. Followers of Jesus have gone forth into the whole world to proclaim the strong name of God. They believed Jesus, who said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. With his authority behind them, they concluded they could go ahead and do, few as they were, what he had told them to do. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the strong name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. The power of God was at work then, and it is at work today. The Spirit of God fills the world with the good news of Jesus Christ, carrying out the purpose of God to have for himself a family who bind to themselves the strong name of the Holy Trinity, even by invocation of that name in all trust and confidence, three in one and one in three. I am with you always, said Jesus, even to the close of this age. This is what God can be expected to say. He will lead you into all truth, said Jesus, of his Holy Spirit, whom he would send. It is what can be expected of God. What is left except to reject God or to believe God? I'm not arguing with you. I'm just telling you. This is what Jesus was always doing, telling people. Not telling them off, but telling them the good news of God. He came into the world preaching the good news of the kingdom. I have come into the world, he said, not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved. This is salvation and eternal life, to believe in the only true God and in Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. It is salvation to hear the word of God and to believe the word of God. by the power of God's own Holy Spirit. This is Christian, to believe and confess the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is not just a doctrine. It is God himself. He rules the world. He redeems humanity. He reaches out to save by his strong name. People all over the world are baptized into the strong name of the living God. People all over the world are born anew to living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He is alive and he is Lord. Through faith in Jesus Christ, by the power of his Holy Spirit, bind to yourself the strong name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is a faithful word and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom you and I are prime examples. Now to the King of all the ages, three in one and one in three, incorruptible, unseeable, the only God, to his strong name be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.